According to an annual report from the government that's out this week, Social Security will run out of money in 2035, Medicare 2026. That means if Congress doesn't act, future retirees would only get 3/4 of their scheduled benefits from Social Security. And so far, reaching a solution has been very difficult for Democrats and Republicans, who differ sharply over how best to reform programs that are a lifeline for many Americans. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is a report that comes out every year, and every year we have the same discussion about the fact that these programs are in real trouble in the not too distant future. Is anyone going to do anything as a result of this report?
So, you know, it's not the forefront of most discussions. There are definitely other election seasons where you hear Social Security being discussed, but there is a fairly active caucus in the House and the Senate, mostly Democrats, who are trying to deal with this. Here's the problem, is that in 2020, there's going to be more money paid out of Social Security than brought in. Now, the good news is that was supposed to happen in 2018. It hasn't happened since 1982. The bad news is, as you go further out, there's a trust fund to cover these shortfalls like we're going to have in 2020, but that trust fund will be exhausted in about 15 years. And at that point, either Congress has to do something to increase the amount of money in the trust fund, or people, as you just described, will get less money. This is a very big problem for people at the lower end of the income scale who don't have 401ks, who don't have pensions, and for whom Social Security is kind of all of the money they have in retirement.
Right. We know that most people in this country do not have near the amount of retirement savings that they are told by experts that they should have. So Social Security becomes a real lifeline.
That's correct. And, you know, according to the Fed, the number of U.S. workers, the share of U.S. workers who are covered by traditional employer-sponsored pension plans, as we know, has been declining dramatically for the past few decades. A lot of that's shifted to 401ks. But remember how much of our economy is part-time, contract, and gig, where there isn't any retirement spending. So, and again, it completely correlates to how much money you have. For those people under 50 who are in the middle quartile of income, the middle 50%, Social Security is going to amount to between 50 and 65% of their total retirement wealth. But for the bottom 25%, Social Security will be all of their retirement wealth. And that's going to be a big problem if in 15 years it's not able to pay out what it's, you know, what it's supposed to.
Okay, we could spend a whole hour on what each side wants to do about this problem. So what I want to ask you instead is any country that's dealing with an aging population, has anybody figured out a good solution to this?
Not a good solution, but keep in mind in Canada and the UK and in Northern European countries, a lot of other expenses are taken care of because of social structure. So in the years leading up to retirement, you're not paying out as much in health care or in education costs for your kids. But, you know, China's pension fund is going to be insolvent by 2035. Germany, Austria, France, they also spend a high percentage on retirement and disability like Medicaid, things like that. No, it's just that the U.S., like in healthcare, pays more of its GDP for this than other countries do.
A very large percent.
Yeah, very large percent.
That is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, I'm sure they'll have this figured out by the time this report comes out next year. Thanks so much.
See you, friend.